Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
Saluters bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Gene Siciliano is our guest, our good friend, a long time, more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He is your CFO for Rent. He's the founder and president of Western Management Associates. He's the author of the new book, Finance for the Non-Financial Managers, with an S on the end of it. Second edition, right? Did I say that right, Gene?
Finance for non-financial managers,
with an S on the end. Second edition, and it's got two new chapters, plus a whole bunch of new stuff. Gene, you give us a website, please, before we go any further. Your website.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Your website.
Website, CFOforRent, CFOforRent.com.
All right, so check that out. Hey Gene, one of the things that you've been talking about with me, and I've heard other people talk about, is the reporting that over the next 10 years, the vast majority of businesses owned by baby boomers will be up for sale.
Some
people have said that the baby boomers will be selling their small businesses. And I'm thinking that we need to restate that and say baby boomers are going to have their businesses for sale. Now, because when you realize how many baby boomers there are in business, and then how many people coming behind them are likely to be interested in buying those businesses, I'm going to say that there's going to be more people who are going to want to sell their business than they will actually make the sale. What do you think?
Absolutely right. A lot of businesses are going to be so unprepared for that sale that when they put it up in the market, nobody's going to make a bid.
That's
and
right.
They're just going to end up having to close the doors or give it to the kids and hope for the best.
Yep.
Or just walk away and say, I should have done it differently. I should have done it differently.
Well, and you know, that's the reason I wrote my book, The Age of the Customer, because they're not paying attention. Their business could actually withstand the new direction of the marketplace if they would just not be in denial.
That's the truth.
And do what you tell them to do in your book.
Well, it's, you know, there are a lot of people out looking for good businesses today. Hmm. There are people that have money that want to find good businesses to buy, but the emphasis is the word good. And when you're an investor and you want to buy a business, good means profitable.
Mm-hmm.
It means it can be more profitable tomorrow than it is today. And if you don't build a business that someone can say that about, you're not going to be able to sell
it. Well, and let's look at who are the people who are likely to buy your business. They're not people like you and me, Gene. These are young kids who are the Gen X's are tech savvy. The Gen Y's are tech dependent. And if your business is low tech, they're not going to buy your business.
Well, certainly, and you're right. There's a lot more technology in their thinking. I'm not sure that it has to be tech wise. It certainly has to be reasonable.
I didn't say it doesn't have to be a tech business, but it has to be tech savvy. It has to be prepared. It has to be in alignment with the technology of the day.
But most importantly, it's got to produce a profit. It's got to have the potential to produce more profit to the guy who buys it than it did before, because otherwise, what's he paying for?
Mm-hmm.
And so profitability is about understanding finance, understanding the things we've been talking about here, return on investment, and as you said, the customer focus, and what kind of profitability you're making on that customer, what kind of profitability can your business make tomorrow if you make good decisions today?
But, Gene, increasingly, the customer expectation is around what they're doing with technology. And whether it's mobile access or whatever it might be, increasingly, profitability is going to be driven by the company being able to meet the expectations of customers, which is heavily influenced by technology these days.
Yeah, true. It's true. We used to say, you know, you got to have a website. It's the price of admission. You got to have a website for your business. Now you have to have a website that someone can access on their cell phone, and that's
right.
Sometimes very different.
And so if you're going to sell your business, and there's not going to be as many people wanting to buy as there are wanting to sell, then you better have your business cornflakes together, hadn't you?
It better be business. Better than the business that's for sale next door.
And one of the ways to make sure you do that, folks, is to find Gene's book, Finance for Non-Financial Managers, second edition. Make sure you get the second edition, and I promise you, you'll be smarter when you do. Hey, Gene, congratulations on the new book, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. Awesome.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.